views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 22nd of March, Friday, finally, 7:05 in the morning. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Oh, she is just, you know, she's just smiley and all those things in the morning. In fact, she was calling me because I told her, if I'm not here by a certain time, call me to make sure that I'm alive.
I had to keep coming in and saying, excuse me.
I wasn't
it's
getting
6:15.
Up today. I wasn't getting up today. I just wasn't getting up today. I mean, it was like, no. Yeah.
Well, I think it's that because of the weather, and we'll go in a little bit of the day of the week, but let's move right along here. Showers with thunderstorms today before 2. We've got a high temperatures around 60 degrees. Showers again tonight with overnight lows of 45. We could have, rainfall with about a quarter and a half of inch. Inches that's possible tonight. Showers again with thunderstorms before 8 p.m. And there could be winds up to 14 miles per hour, gusts up to 20. So Saturday calls for showers and thunderstorms. So again, Carl's going to go out, cover the hay, cover whatever you've got to cover, take your pads back out. You know, when I talk about your outside, it was so beautiful last week and you wanted to like decorate your backyard, make it wonderful. Well, just so you know that, there is going to be temperatures on tomorrow with the highs around 53. It's good to finish that book day, 13 to 20 miles per hour of wind.
Thunderstorms.
Maybe up to gusts up to 29. So just understand that it's rainy and windy with thunderstorms. So if you've got animals that are kind of weird about that as well, just be notified. Saturday night showers. Again, thunderstorms Saturday night with our temperatures around 43 and gusts can come up to about 21 miles per hour. Sunday, 30% chance of showers, mainly before 11. And it looks like it could be sunny, with 3 to 7 miles per hour. And that would be, I guess our weather looks like it's about 63, partly cloudy on Sunday night. Monday calls for showers again. So understand we don't really get the skies opening up until possibly Tuesday. So we want you to make sure that on this wet weekend that you get yourself ready. Well, I think about that because, you know, it's one of
your weather reports. It's got its own whole 15-minute
segment. Yeah, it really does because you've got to go in and out. No, and we've got Buford here. Enough already. Can we just go to the pet of the week? But before we do that, weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson, Senior and Veteran Discounts. 365-3793. I am so excited about this dog. Carl, you know I'm allergic to certain breeds, and I'm just like,
most breeds.
I don't know. I like this dog. He's got two different kinds of colors of eyes, which, first of all, is so much fun to look at. And he's got a beautiful coat. He's got that tail that curls back like an Akita, and his name is Buford. Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. I'm glad that he has charmed you so well because he is honestly such a charming dog. I love him. He's about 2 years old, and yes, his curly tail, I think, is incredible. We have him as a shepherd mix. I could definitely see him having some Akita, though. He has, like, that golden fur. But he is the ultimate social butterfly of a dog.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Linda came up and told him, okay, now sit. And he puts his paw up, like, hello.
He does.
Oh, now she's teaching him to stand up on his hind legs so she can hug him.
He's a special dog because he's definitely, like, energetic and he can get rowdy and playful, but he's also, like, so cuddly. Like, he loves affection. He loves being pet. He loves being cuddled. He loves just being paid attention to, like, a lot, as you can see right now.
Yeah, and then just got, you know, kind of laying down on the floor. You know, I mean, it's like, yes. So, but do you think he's going to roll over? Oh, she's falling in love. We're having a bromance going on over here.
He's hard not to fall in love with. He's such a special dog. We've had him about 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And
another stray.
Yeah. And he has been so friendly with everybody. He is just so happy.
So he's been socialized, obviously.
Oh, definitely. And he's really good with other dogs as well. And
well,
very playful.
Good. That's good. And about 2 years old, so you got plenty of time here. He's got white paws. I just took a photo of him up over the, you know, in the studio here where he, you know, he was standing on his legs, you know, having you pet him and looking over here and saying, look, my tongue's hanging out, you know.
He's such a cutie. And he's kind of funny, too. He can get kind of vocal. You guys are kind of hearing that.
Oh, yeah.
You're
oh,
doing
no,
with her.
Well, they're talking to each other. Now,
they are.
Now they're pawing at each other. You know, hey, you kids. Hey, you two kids over there. Anyway.
You know, sometimes if you're not giving him enough attention, he will vocalize that to you.
Yeah, it could be a little husky in there.
I could see that, yeah, because he definitely does get kind of vocal.
I don't know if you can hear them, but she's talking to him, and you say, what's going on? And he's going, you know, it's cute. It's cute.
He's such an entertaining dog.
Yeah, so is Linda. They should take their show on the road here soon.
I am born the year of the dog. What can I say?
The year of the
dog.
Some
people might call that something else, but I wouldn't.
Just sometimes. Okay, so tell us adoption fee and all that.
Yeah, his adoption fee is $25. And actually something really special about Buford that I'd like to share is he actually just took part in this new program that we just started through our volunteer program called Tales on the Town.
Yeah.
And it's where volunteers can actually take dogs like out of the shelter and like take them to the sundial and, you know, take them out, you know, into different environments and get to hang out with them. And so he debuted that program this week and he got to go to the sundial and he made tons of friends.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
went
deserves
and got
his own
puppuccino. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And he did absolutely amazing. We learned he really likes getting in the water.
Oh.
And he was so friendly with everybody. Like, he was definitely a superstar at the sundial.
I wonder how he would be with the horse. They'd probably be pals. Yep. I'm going to go over there and play some more.
I could see him being friends with anybody.
He does not know
a stranger.
So he's never met a stranger. His name's Buford, and you can get him for $25. And she can, and Christina said, "Nope, you can't have the leash to Linda." So you got to have adult supervision somewhere in here. Okay, so Buford just needs a home, and you could see him being almost. Well, kids and, you know, other dogs and, you know, either backyard or something like that or just somebody to take for walks. Good dog.
I think he would fit in a lot of different homes,
I think he would,
honestly.
Too. Yeah. I mean, he's got energy, but it's not like run around, you know, weird energy.
Yeah.
You can look at him. He's just got, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, he's got good teeth. He's clean. You know what I mean? He's got excellent paws and marking, and you look in his eyes and his ears, and he smells good. You know what I mean? It's like his breath. Sometimes you hear, you know, dogs.
Yeah.
His breath smells really good.
No,
so.
He's a stunner for sure.
Yeah,
he's got a blue eye and a gold eye.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting, too. So, okay, Buford, good luck, buddy. Good luck. Yeah. You're a good boy.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, here, would you like me just lay on the
He's the happiest, silliest guy. Look at him.
Yes.
His head on the table.
Well, good luck.
Katrina's taking pictures through the studio, so we're going to post that. But I don't know. Carla and I are going to have a long discussion. I would just have to take Benadryl every day for the rest of my life.
Pretty much.
Small price to pay. Okay, anything going on down there at Haven Humane Special? Because I know you've had a lot of things.
We just had Doggy Dash.
Just had Doggy Dash.
So that happened. So that was a really good time. And then I mentioned our Tales on the Town thing we're doing. That is for, like, people who are, like, seasoned dog walking volunteers.
Oh, okay.
But no better a time to start volunteering. Definitely, if that interests you, if it, you know, taking a dog out, potentially taking them to your house, hanging out with them outside of the shelter, then definitely sign up as a volunteer. We can always use more volunteers. You do go to havenhumane.org, and then you can fill out an application to get started.
Linda wants to volunteer to walk Buford. But you better do it quick, because I don't think Buford's going to be there long. Oh, now they're singing with each other. I, you know what? This is too much. Christina, are you seeing this? Are you watching this?
Christina's
falling off the falling off her chair. You're singing, and you two are singing together. Oh wow! Aww. Okay. Well, thank you so much for bringing Buford in.
Of course.
And you know what? He's a good boy. Yeah, he knows who's the good boy. He knows who the good boy is.
He does. All he's right. Very confident.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of Buford.
I wonder if she gets residuals.
Who?
The gal who goes, ah. I mean, there's a background vocalist. And you saw that, what is it, 3 feet or 23 feet from stardom, something like that.
12 feet from stardom.
How many feet? We'll have to look it up. But Anyway, so there's
about backup singers.
Yeah, I mean, you hear the, you know, in the Rolling Stones, you hear some of these real, they're like the Spice that you hear, like when you hear a guitar line or you hear a bass line and there's a vocal. So somebody gets hired, and I'm wondering if she gets residuals or it's a one-time buy. Curious about that.
Well, what I'm curious about is what's going on in Reading lately?
I don't know.
Okay. Could you I'm just looking at the...
Fill us in.
What are you talking about?
Fill us in. What is happening?
Oh, well, it's kind of strange because, you know, a lot of times, I mean, we really are a peaceful community, and all of a sudden you get these things like Reading suspect assaults girlfriend with bear mace. Ooh. And then refused to leave his house, so then there was a standoff out on Reservoir Road. And then he came out. And then you've got, let me see. Then there's Reading man charged with dragging puppy along the, you know, along the ground.
Oh,
but the police got him and arrested him. And then at a Reading fast food drive-in, this teenager shoots at this car. Apologizes to the restaurant people, pays for his food, and leaves. They caught him too. I mean, he's 18 years old with a pistol with the serial number obliterated. I mean, what's is there something going on here in the end of March here? So anyway, but that's not what's really got my roof up.
What got your? I never heard that expression. You rough up, you burr up on your back.
Yeah, I bristled on this one.
Let me hear what your bristle was. That's like stuck in your craw.
This is even more so. And if I can, I can't. If I can find it. Meanwhile, since I can't seem to find it, but the story is this: that the D.C. in D.C. they passed this ordinance that said people that are here, non-citizens can vote. Non-citizens can hang, you know, can be, can run for office in, you know, like for school boards and all that. And people sued them saying, wait a minute, how can you let a non-citizen vote? And so it went to the court, and the judge said, upheld for the city in the sense of that, oh no, they can vote, and that because it does no harm to you as a citizen, your vote still counts. You haven't shown cause to show there's going to be harm. Well, here's the harm. If you're here illegally, and you can vote, you can get all the services, you get in-state education, why become a citizen?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they say, well, you can't show if there's harm, well, how do you know right now that there hasn't been harm done? What happens if, you know, if you have, you know, 10,000 illegal people here illegally vote in a local election?
That's right.
And can control it.
And some would
think. And then they can, you know, they're saying, well, they can hold office at school boards, you know, but of course they can't run, you know, they can't go for federal. Oh, these are just small things. These are just school boards and the elections commission. And then it stretches out to, well, they can hold local, you know, like city council and things like this. If you can't look down the road and say, well, then why become a citizen if everything that a citizen is allowed to do except vote in a federal election, they just said an illegal alien here cannot be kept from having a firearm. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it was just rolled, saying, oh, yes, he's here illegally, but... Second Amendment,
there's a mess.
You can have it.
There's a mess with the people that are coming across our border illegally, coming into the different cities, being put up in apartments, being paid, and we see it so many times about how much they're getting, but they're not they're not integrating into like where I'm working towards like, is anybody watching them like, okay, in 3 weeks, have you done what you need to do to become a citizen? In 6 weeks, are you doing what you need to done? You know, where you
well,
sign
they don't
off.
Even, they don't even know
where
they are.
Where you sign off on a card or whatever that is, where you've got somebody who's watching over you to make sure that you follow the procedures to become an American citizen. Instead, you're coming in with all the rights of the taxpayers, what we are paying for in the federal government, those little things that are taken out of each paycheck that we work towards. People are coming over here, many of them, and are getting things for free. I think that's where this middle America and America as we've known it is really feeling fractured. Now, you know, Christina, I would love you to weigh in here. We would love to hear from you because you've come from Ukraine. You are an American citizen because you were born in this country. But you were on the phone last night with somebody who's being bombed, is in a basement, doesn't want to leave Ukraine because their father's in the army. I'm not trying to give away stories or anything, but, you know, are you seeing now that you've come from a war-torn country into how fortunate Americans are and how people are coming over here and taking advantage of the system? Can you see that from your perspective?
You know, it all depends. Some people come and they really put all the heart to America, to the system. They pay all the taxes. They try to become a citizen, do everything legal and fair. But some people just take advantage, do a lot of crime, and just bring a lot of bad and negative thoughts. And unfortunately, because I saw I had a lot of not good experience in my life, I really appreciate every morning to have a possibility to wake up, to have this job. And sometimes when I see some Americans even don't realize what they have here and had they not appreciative. So it's hard to say that immigrants taking advantage, because some of them are really coming with a good heart and trying to escape from the bad
Absolutely.
Side.
Well, that's true. And, you know, we have to revamp the immigration system. But then you have people that are charging the border, knocking over National Guardsmen to get into the country. Now, this is a D.C. This happened in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. And this act is passed in 2022, says is if a non-citizen is otherwise qualified to vote, they can do so in local elections so long as they've resided in Washington, D.C. for at least 30 days. It permits non-citizen residents to run for D.C. government offices and to serve on the city's board of elections. People that can vote in there also include members of foreign embassy staffs. You know, it's getting... You have people like Christina and many of the other immigrants that we know. They've come through the right way. They've become Americans. And, you know, I mean, they're in here, they're earning, you know, I mean, they've earned, you know, they're earning it. But you have other people that come across illegally. They're being taken care of. They're getting all the medical services. They're getting all the free education. They're getting all this stuff. There's no reason for them to become citizens if they can vote. If they can vote, and then you have, what if you, you know, and the difference in an election for city council becomes that.
Well, and I think what Christina was saying, too, is that right here in America, people who have all these privileges and the rights bash the system, take advantage of the system, don't care about what it is to be a good citizen. So it happens whether you're immigrating or not, but we know of, you know, we talk about it all the time, a personal story of our Brits that worked so hard to become, it cost thousands of dollars to become citizens, even though he had top clearance in, because he worked in the naval, as a naval officer. And then they went back and then they had to come through, they went to get their kids here and, you know, in the system. And it was tough on them, very tough on them. And they were finally granted citizenship, but it was a rough road. So you can imagine, if you could come over here and just stay under the radar, I've got a girlfriend that's not an American citizen that has had a different passport for a long time. She just keeps getting her green card. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know. And but she doesn't vote. And
she pays taxes.
She pays taxes, but she doesn't vote. But see, that's her choice.
That's her choice.
But see, if there's nothing that behooves you to become a citizen of the United States, because why? Oh, I can't vote in the presidential elections. Okay, I can vote everywhere else. I can run for office. I can carry a gun. I mean, under the Second Amendment of this Constitution, even though they're not citizens. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, local board of directors. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. They got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding on California Street. And on Hartnell Avenue or by Cobblestone, and then Anderson on Ventura Street. They're a sponsor for so many local events and things here. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Redding in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Redding for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Summer term course schedule is now available online for Shasta College. Priority registration will soon be starting, so beat the crowds. Contact a counselor if you need to, dust off the ed plan, and check out when your priority registration time is on your My Shasta or at www.shastacollege.edu. April 9th is for new and returning students.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community.
This year we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, I'm Carl Lindemont. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody's better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, and I mean that. He's been doing this for about 20 years. It doesn't take chances with your safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Takes really good care of you there. Locally owned, locally operated business. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to argue with you a little bit about that subject yesterday when I called and said when you are in a confrontation with a ne'er-do-well, you should do a kill shot, and you guys seem to think you should wound him.
No, I didn't say that at all. You shoot to end the threat. No, you're saying, well, you know, headshots. Well, you never teach people to defend themselves, whether they're military, law enforcement, or people with CCWs, to ever shoot for the head or extremities. It's too hard. Doesn't work.
Well,
it's not the movies. Well, so you aim center mass and you fire until the threat is gone.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to tell you a little story happened about 35 years ago. There's a road that goes from Lakehead all the way through to Shasta Dam. There used to be a bunch of wild hogs up there. There probably still is. And this guy went up there. He was a timber faller, and the guy I was working with knew him real well. He went up there, and he harvested a couple of wild pigs. On his way out, this guy stopped him, and he said, asked him what he was doing, and he said he killed a couple of pigs. And this guy said, well, I said the next guy that kills some of my hogs, I'm going to kill him. And he pulled out a gun and shot him through the heart. This guy shot that guy in the head with a gun, and they both died. So what I'm saying is you need to make a kill shot because there's a lot of fight left in somebody that's hit in center mass. And the, in my opinion, the majority of the people that have CCWs don't have a gun that's got a lot of knockdown power, like a 9mm, you know what I mean? You hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but you're speaking from ignorance.
There's nothing funny about that.
No, but what I'm saying is you're saying most people don't. Well, I've put several thousand people through classes here in California, and I would say in the high 90s, they were all carrying 9mm, 38s, 45s. Very few of them ever carried anything less than a 380. So that's not true. And the other part is that's why you keep firing. If somebody is, you shoot them like, you think it's like a movies and you shoot them once or twice. No, you keep shooting as long as they're a threat. And when they stop being a threat, you stop.
Like,
and then you can, you know, we train two for the Mozambique drills where two to the chest, one to the head. But most people aren't that good.
Can I ask you something? Does a 9mm have the knockdown power of, say, a 357
does
or
it,
38?
Does it have the knockdown power? Does
of
it?
A 38?
What you're talking? Well, with today's new ammunition, let me finish. With today's new ammunition, personal protection ammunition, a 9mm was carried by the Secret Service. Is being carried by the Secret Service. The president's security details, U.S. Marshals, all of the federal law enforcement, and most of the police. So, do you think it has the stopping power?
Not of a 38. No, I don't
I disagree. The other thing about a 38 is that most of them are revolvers, and they're looking for semi-automatics that they can reload quickly. Come take our class, Nick. You'll learn all this stuff.
Oh, I've taken two or three different classes.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why I disagreed with you.
Well,
and I don't blame you for disagreeing with me, because then you'd have to call up, 9,000 people and tell them you were wrong about something and Nick was right?
I've never had to say it yet.
All right, we got to go to the phone.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, okay. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. You're live on the air. Do you have a question or a comment?
You know what?
Ron.
I like Nick. Okay. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I've been hearing different stories, too, about illegal aliens getting or allowed to carry a weapon.
Yeah, I just saw that the other day, that they said that it was under the Second Amendment because he's in the United States. Yeah, you can't just disqualify him because he's not a citizen.
Okay, is this a federal law? And will our is it open carry or is it concealed carry?
I didn't read much more than that.
He had applied
for to buy a gun, and they said you can't. You're not a citizen, and that's when he sued. Now this is going to go through the courts, but initial saying was, there's no reason. You're not a felon. You're not crazy or any of those other things. You're just here illegally. Yeah.
Okay. Now I got another question. Is this a federal law that's going to take place? And if so, or a state law, and if so, will law enforcement here in River City, here in Reading, are they going to honor that? Ask him if he's going to honor that.
Well,
so that's my question.
Okay, well, what I'm thinking is that was at a much lower court. And because it's a federal, I'm going to have to check that, but because each state's got their laws. So it's just, I'm not sure if the federal law says you have to be a citizen. So that's a good question, Ron. I'm going to call my gun guru or my law guru, Ted Leidy, and ask him about that.
Okay, because the federal law supersedes law
states.
Of the land, so that means that if they pass that means here in Shasta County that an illegal alien can go to Jones Fort or the Old West or wherever and buy a gun and start carrying it. So that's a good question to ask not only Ted Leidy, ask our sheriff or the chief of police. So anyhow, that's my question. So thank you.
You betcha. Thank you. Okay, now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away two flags today. We're going to give away one now.
In the first hour, and I'm reaching into an envelope where Christina has
put all the
different names on little slips, and we don't have a guest in the studio, so I'm going to, if you're looking online, you could see that I'm holding an envelope here, and I'm just going to reach in there because it's like, I don't know.
Honey, we're not entered in that, so.
Yeah. No, I just want to make sure. Okay. I'm moving stuff around. So,
right.
I'm moving it in circles. Okay, here we go. I got one. Okay.
Okay.
And Janice, you get the first flag today. And, of course, it's the Flag Center, but you're coming to the studio because we have it here for you. But the Flag Center is a veteran-owned and operated flag center.
That's right.
In Reading, and they made in the USA flags, flagpoles, and accessories from top manufacturers. And this is one of those special flags that doesn't fade. It's the top of the line. Doesn't fade. I mean, it will fade eventually, but I mean, it's extra, what do you want to call it? Material that it doesn't fade or fray. Like if you were going to go to Rite Aid and buy a flag or something like that. These are the really good flags. So, thank you so much for the Flag Center for donating these. And, of course, we want to, send you in there if you ever need. They can make flags and do
special flags.
And they also have these flagpoles and accessories. We've got a beautiful flagpole, thanks to Ted Leidy and Mike Huber that surprised you one Christmas. You came home, we have a beautiful, what is it, 25, 30 foot?
No, it's only it's whatever the legal height is.
High. It's big.
And one of our another Ted won our flag last week. He had already bought the flagpole from the Flag Center. So how appropriate was that?
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna be right back.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 22nd of March, 7:47 in the morning. About 50 degrees out there. Looks like we're going to get rain, even though the sun's shining, thank goodness.
Beautiful out.
It is. It's beautiful out right now, but later on today, we even a chance of thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by Linda's favorite place, Four Winds Jewelry.
I love Four Winds Jewelry, and they've been so good to us. When we first got together back in 2008, they made our wedding rings, and they have been the place that we go to for any kind of jewelry, or especially like recently I've loved looking at beautiful older pieces of turquoise. They have estate jewelry, etc. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive. All right.
2225 Hilltop Drive.
That's right. So, Robert, the phone is the light is flashing. I'm not sure.
Yes, Robert's on the line.
Okay, so let's go to Robert. Good morning, Robert. Are you commenting? Do you have something on your mind?
Hello, Robert.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. You're on.
Thanks, Carl and Linda. Thanks, you guys, for your show. we really appreciate it out here in listener land, getting some, getting the truth that you guys share and the way you share it. It's pretty good. Pretty,
well, thank you.
Yeah. I wonder if I could, ask real quick before I share this, in case you've talked about it already. Have you ever heard the name Darla Willis?
I'm sorry, say that
Darla
again.
Darla Willis.
No.
Darla
Wait a minute.
Willis.
I'm going to look it up.
No. I can't remember why I might have heard it. What's the story?
Okay. Well, she is she and I think her husband also are one of the couples trapped over in Haiti.
Oh, okay.
And they are from here in the North State.
Oh.
And they are trying to adopt a little girl, and they're obviously not going to leave. They've been with this little girl for like a year and a half, 2 years. And they need something called humanitarian parole. And I wonder if I couldn't get your listeners out there to do what they can to get a hold of Doug LaMalfa. I've already sent him an email. I think the more the better, obviously. I'm really, really concerned with what's going on over there in Haiti. You know, all the Americans that are over there, they're not over there getting rich. They're not over there vacationing. Everybody, all the Americans that are over in Haiti are over there simply to try and make things better. And if with all the illegal people we're letting in this country, the fact that we can't, you know, help out like this little girl, for example, it seems a little ridiculous.
So let me see if I understand this, Robert. They were over there. They've been there, obviously, for a year. But helping to, you know, to...
They're doing, like, missionary
Haiti,
work?
People cannot imagine Haiti. I mean, I look at Haiti as I did Somalia when I was in there. I mean, it's horrible. And then now, of course, it's even worse. But so they've been there for years, maybe, you know, helping or doing something there. And they wanted to adopt this little girl. So... they can't, and they're still, like they say, you know, close to 1,000 Americans still stuck in Haiti. Is the problem is they can get her, get them out, but not her?
That's correct.
Okay.
She needs humanitarian parole to be able to come here.
Okay.
So that the adoption can go through and she can be, you know, a citizen.
Okay. So what we need to, okay, and give us the names again. So.
Her name, the lady's name is Darla Willis.
Darla Willis.
I'm not
Willis.
Sure what her husband's, yep, Dara.
Oh, Dara.
D-A-R-A?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
And W-I-L-L-I-S is okay. Her last name. And the little girl's name is Sandra.
Is what again?
Sandra.
Sandra.
Okay.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, as we look at the headlines, Carnage on the Streets of Port-au-Prince as world stalls on a promised intervention for Haiti. Those are headlines.
So they're not leaving, and Dara and husband are not leaving until they can bring Sandra with them.
Of course not. These people are over there risking their lives.
So, I mean, she's been living with them. I mean, it's like they're daughters. And so they're saying you two can leave, but not her.
Correct.
Now, who's saying that, Americans or Haitians?
Americans.
Oh, well.
See, that's the irony and the cruelty.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because of how ludicrous this
Screwed
whole thing
up
is.
That is. You know, here you can just walk across and swim across, but here's these people that are saying, look, under our guidance and under we're
adopting this girl. Okay. Well, all right. Well,
you know, politically, real quick, if I could, Carl.
Yeah, sure.
You know, politically, the reason this is all happening is because Mr. Biden made a deal with the prime minister, the recently ousted prime minister of Haiti, that he could stay in office and not go through with the elections if Mr. Biden could send Haitian immigrants back.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of this crisis is on Biden, and a lot of the reason the revolt that's going on over there is because America stuck its nose where it didn't belong.
Again. Again. Okay, so our first mission, though, is to get Sandra home with her parents and...
email Doug LaMalfa,
yeah.
And it's humanitarian parole, Dara Willis and family to bring home to America Sandra.
Their daughter who they're adopting. So.
Yes, and again, thank you guys so much for your show. We really do appreciate it out here in listener land.
Oh, thank you
so much.
All right. Well, you know what? This is something. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Well, because you can understand there's an injustice here in a certain way when you think we are Americans. We have been, and there's a lot of people who do go on missionary work where they go to third world countries where they want to help with the water, they want to help
non-government,
educate.
Yeah. NGOs, non-government officials, yes. They come over there. Some of the bravest ones I've ever met, bravest people I ever met when I was in Somalia.
And you talk about Somalia. You
They were the wretched smell.
Oh. You said it was the worst. So imagine Haiti, the same.
It wasn't just the smell. It was the fact that people were killing each other on whims. And these NGOs were out there trying to do things like get water to them and all this. And at night they lay on the floor because of the gunfire in their compound. They never knew from day to day if the guards that, you know, they had been hired weren't going to turn on them. And we rolled up there and said, look, we'll get you out of here. I said, I can't leave Marines here. And, they said, oh no, you know, we're having to do this. And the funny thing is, or the real weird part of this whole thing, I met two of the people that were there in Somalia years later in Croatia.
Wow.
And they were still doing that same kind of work, you know, NGO, but it was, I'm still in awe of those people.
Well, I'm going to read the first two paragraphs quickly from a CNN article. Here's what they're saying, and this is just recently, this came out March 22nd, 5:42 a.m. A woman hustles her young child into a waiting car, half dragging him as she shields his eyes. Other family members follow with heavy suitcases, averting their eyes too. They're leaving the city even though they drive through gang-controlled roads is risky. The reason lies in the street before their house, a burned corpse, a remain of a suspected gang member killed by their neighbors. His knees are bent and torso pitched forward in supplication, metal wires wrapped around the charred flesh. This is the fourth such corpse CNN has seen in 2 days. Now, that's just the first two paragraphs of this article called Carnage on the Street, Support of Prince. You know, so when we think, we just do not know. Carl, you've been in, I tried to tell people this last night, you've been in four campaigns. Recently my book club is reading The Women, and of course you all know that, and this is a lot of, you know, a young woman who's 20 and goes to Vietnam to be a nurse, etc. But anyway, so just what she witnessed, and that was America being in war, but those people who were working as a nurse or working and doing things during the time of war. And so I know you're wrapping it up for me, but what do you want me to say? I wanted to talk a little bit about the show last night. I know this is kind of a weird segue, but I went out with some friends last night. It was AEW. They bought out the night at the Riverfront Playhouse. Five women wearing the same dress. And so I went with some girlfriends. We went to Jack's. And by the way, no wonder Jack's is crowded all the time. Great service. It just feels like, you know, you're going to some friend's house. I've been recently enjoying martinis, Dirty Martini, and they make the best martini there. It was so nice. Anyway, a group of gals, we went to support AAW and went to go see this play. And it's wonderful. We have great theater here in Reading. And if you haven't gotten tickets and there's any available, you probably want to go see this play. It's really funny. It's very topical and earthy. It's five women together wearing the same bridesmaid's dress. And it's just funny about their history and all that other stuff. But I super enjoyed it. Want to encourage everybody to go out and support theater. And also, there's a new a musical that's out at Cascade. I'm going to go next week. That John Truitt has directed, and Blake is starring in it. It's called Percy, and I can't think of the name. I have it in front of me right now, but that's also at the Cascade. So during these times, it's really important to be able to support our community and art as we think about, you know, how blessed we are to live in a town and in a country and a state where we still do have some control over our decisions on how we want to move forward in our life and what we support. So on that note, I'm going to close off. We are going to give an American flag away in the next hour as well. Christina's at the helm. We're going to do an update on the weather. But right now, through the window of KCNR, the sun is shining. But according to our forecast, we do have some things in the forecast. I'll be talking about the 8 o'clock hour. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A U.S.-sponsored U.N. resolution was rejected by the Security Council this morning. Russia and China vetoed a resolution that called for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza to protect civilians there. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield tried unsuccessfully to get unanimous approval.
Every day without a deal, meaning every day without a ceasefire, leads to more needless suffering.
Speaking through an interpreter, Russia's ambassador said backing the U.S. resolution would be a disaster.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do this, you will cover yourselves in disgrace.
Audio courtesy of the BBC. A short time ago, we learned that Donald Trump will be returning to the stock market. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation, a publicly traded shell company, approved a deal to merge with the former president's media business. This morning's vote means that Trump Media and Technology Group will soon begin trading on the NASDAQ stock market. The prospect of this deal arrives with the former president facing his most costly legal battle to date. It's a $454 million judgment in a fraud lawsuit. Well, it's coming down to the wire again as Congress faces a midnight deadline to fund several key federal agencies. A House vote is expected today to take on a $1.2 trillion spending plan, a plan that includes a lot of money for defense and homeland security departments, among other key federal agencies. If the House acts before midnight but the Senate does not, Senate leaders say and have promised that they will work through the weekend to get a deal. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A federal judge has finished handing down prison terms for a group of white former Mississippi police officers who beat and tortured two black men last year.
Two more former officers were sentenced to prison for entering a home without a warrant and brutalizing two black men. Civil rights attorney Malik Shabazz on WJTV.
Get more justice against the goon squad.
53-year-old Brett McAlpin was sentenced to 27 years. The other officer got a 10-year sentence for failing to intervene and participating in the cover-up. The police were called to a home in 2023 because two black men were reported to be staying with a white woman. The victims were repeatedly tased, sexually abused, and one of them shot through the mouth and badly injured. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks are trading lower this morning after record-setting day for the major averages yesterday. News and analysis at townhall.com. An outage in the driver's license system caused delays at motor vehicle offices across the country. This happened yesterday.
A nationwide technology problem briefly interrupted services at state offices that handle driver's licenses. The outage lasted from about 9:50 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators said it was due to a loss in cloud connectivity. Illinois and Virginia made announcements on social media to say services had been interrupted. The cause of the outage is being investigated. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
California lawmakers are divided on how best to tackle a retail theft crisis. Democrats don't want to stiffen penalties for certain retail theft and drug offense charges, but Republicans and moderate Democrats say that the state needs to consider all its options in order to end the growing problem. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the offices, in the studios.
Well, in the offices
and
as
not
well.
Not the offices, but the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hey, you're either all
with
in
Carl
or all out.
And Linda Bott. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Gross Out Friday.
We'll follow you all over the world, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 22nd of March, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christine's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Very good
morning. How are you?
Oh, you're always cheery. And then, of course, here's Linda with her extensive, well, report on the weather.
Well, when we look outside right now, I mean, of course, the KCNR window, we have a beautiful sun coming through, poking through, but we have 90% chance of showers. We don't feel it right now, but our high today will be 60, and there could be thunderstorms possibly after 2 p.m. With gusts, we don't see it. It's funny how the weather can change so fast, but the prediction is there could be gusts up to 29 miles per hour tonight. Again, showers and thunderstorms before 8. Saturday, showers of thunderstorms possibly after 11 a.m. with a high of 53 and overnight lows of 29. Now, we could have gusts up to 29 miles per hour as well. Excuse me, Saturday night, overnight lows of 43. Now, Sunday and Monday calls for chance of showers, but there's a little bit of a break on Sunday with a high of 63, partly cloudy, with clouds, you know, in the sky, so it's not raining on Sunday night. But Monday, chance of showers once again, with a high of 59 and overnight lows of 44. There's a quick forecast for the weekend. It's going to be all over the place. Be ready with taking your pads out. And I know for some of you may want to plant, you know, just, I don't know, follow the sun. Look at it right now. It's beautiful outside. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And we are here with Kimberly Johnson.
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
Children's Legacy Center in One Safe Place. And
wow.
It's been a while since you've been on. There's been a lot of things going on. We just want to kind of catch up on that kind of stuff.
I
love it. Well, yeah. And it's great timing because I'm pretty sure the first time that we were exploring the idea, and I'm pretty sure, Carl, it was you that was like, so y'all are just coming together, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that you just let the cat out of the bag in a really good way.
Merging.
So it feels like the good time to be able to say that the boards have officially voted, and so we are absolutely moving to bring together both organizations, and we now have a formal unanimous vote to do so. So it's very exciting.
Well, you know what? When I said it, to me, it just seemed like a very symbiotic relationship
mm-hmm.
there.
Absolutely.
That instead of diffusing out into two different, you know, ways of doing something, is putting it all together.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was what was going to happen. So if I helped,
but well, you were right.
By letting it
you
out
were
the
right.
Bag.
We've experienced that. We talked about this recently in just a couple other areas where people are rebranding, they're merging,
absolutely,
they're changing. They've been one thing for a very long time. So it just is restructuring. New board, like maybe the mission statement has a little bit of a tweak to it, but we all know that the crap feed is a is an annual event.
It's an institution.
That, it really is. And everybody, it's like, you know, people talk about what are your four favorite events of the year. That's always in the top four many of the residents of Shasta County and beyond. So why don't we just start off with, at 8:09 here with Kimberly Johnson, you know, let's talk about where we are, how the crab feed went, and when do we officially launch the new name or the new logo or the new whatever.
The rebranded,
the rebranded version.
So, I mean, crab feed numbers are just fun to be able to look at. We were just really blown away this year by the incredible quality of donations that came in, both for our silent auction and our live auction. I mean, it was phenomenal. So overall, our gross revenue for this event was $173,631. It is a new record. And I think what's even cooler to me than this is that this year, so last year we got about 3,000 pounds of crab. This year we actually got 4,000 pounds of crab. Cause if y'all remember,
we ran
out of crab. Yeah, we did.
I mean, it's hard to say it's all you can eat. And then you saw people bringing in little bags of the leftover crab that you're going to sell and, you know, dumping it out on people's plates.
Yeah.
So 4,000, when you think about that.
Well, but you also think about that the people love this event.
It's true.
And
it's
you
true.
Fill up. And last year, it wasn't as many people as it was this year. And they still went through that. So.
And all the volunteers. When
oh
you
my
think
gosh.
About all the volunteers and the clam chowder that's brought to you by
Anderson Rotary every year. It's incredible. Well, and I think one of the things that has been really fun to watch as this event has evolved is our entire staff, myself, my team, like we leave with this overwhelming, like good feeling wind in our sails because the entire community comes up to people on our staff and thanks them for the work that they do. And so there's this undercurrent of like the numbers are like brilliant. Last year, I think we netted something like 60,000. This year, our net was 109,000. So we actually cut our costs down, this year, which was really cool. So it's our first event that we've netted over six figures, but it really on so many levels, seen and unseen. It's a great event.
Well, I think people plan on it. It's during a time when there's like at least three crab feeds that I know of. One in Anderson, and I think, you know.
Foothill High School has one.
I'm sorry?
Foothill High School has one.
Foothill,
Anderson Rotary.
Well, Anderson Rotary, but also the Sons and Daughters of Italy.
That's right.
Now, there's
that's
a smaller, right. but still it's a two-day event. And so, I mean, nobody should ever complain that I didn't get enough crab.
I tell you what, it's crab season. R&R must be quite busy with all their crab that they're ordering.
Well,
at that
time you know, and there was a couple years there that, you know, crab was skosh, and they had to go in other places to get it. And they thought, well, you know, because the crab season was so late. But anyway, I'm glad that it was a great success. And so where's the money go?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, and I think we can circle back to this, Carl, but I have to say before we went on air, you referenced something that is the single greatest perk of this job, which is the pre-cracked crab that you get at the crab feed that nobody really knows about. And I didn't know about until I became CEO. And now I'm like, this is my favorite perk of the job is this like pre-cracked crab because we're busy working the whole night, and so we get to come and have a bowl of crab that's all cracked
well,
and ready
you know
to go,
what?
Which
it
is
was,
pretty
when,
epic.
When I first started doing this, and I can't begin to tell you how many years ago it was. You know, I don't know anymore, 8, 10, I'm not sure. But everybody else was just eating crab, and I'm standing up on the stage going, I'm not getting any crab.
No, you're not.
So I said the next year, now this is what it was, the director of One Safe Place has to crack my crab for me. And I don't know if she did or not, but somebody delivered me the crab. And every year, the crab's delivered so I can have crab. Then I don't have to worry about it.
So
and
you started the perk. Well, somehow it evolved. And now, now I get to benefit from the cracked crab.
Which you could. I mean, if you really wanted to, you know, be, you know, to monetize this thing.
Definitely.
I will sell bags of cracked crab. This much. You've
right.
already got your tickets here, but for this much more, you get a bag
it's
of cracked.
Already
crab.
Cracked.
And I want to bring something up. Somebody who's a very dear friend was listening, and we talked about a song that was played this morning that was Take Me Home Tonight. And we heard that, and I said, oh my God. You know, we talk about background vocalists and does she get royalties, et cetera? Well, Jim, he said, take me home tonight, whether she get, I don't know about the song, but she probably gets paid from her own hits. As the leader of the Ronettes, Ronnie Spector had hits like Be My Baby and Walking in the Rain. She wasn't just a backup singer on Eddie Money's song. She was a star in her own right. Of course, she was married to producer Phil Spector, famous from the Wall of Sound. And aside there used to be a group of talented studio musicians now called the Wrecking Crew. All right. They performed countless hit songs. So thank you, Jim, for that. And hopefully there's a little bit of education there about when you hear that voice. That's Ronnie Spector.
There you go. Okay, we're here with Kimberly Johnson from Children's Legacy Center. And once they play, soon to be Children's Legacy Center?
Nope. Soon to be something brand new.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. Of course, they are a teaching hospital. They've started that residency program. They're starting their second year of it. 2,000 applications for 10 spots.
Wow.
Idea behind that, of course, is to introduce people to Redding, Shasta County, the North State, so that these doctors will have pleasant experiences, which so far the ones I've talked to have had very pleasant experiences, so that they will stay here or come back. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Transfer options to four-year universities, highlighting how Shasta College's transfer guarantees with all the California State Universities and six of the Universities of California. It's Tuesday, March 26th via Zoom, 6 to 7 p.m. Learn more about how your student can save money and time by transferring from Shasta College. For questions, call Enrollment Services at 530-242-7790 or go to shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Redding, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Maxwell Insurance, been around since 1993. Judy Maxwell started her company then, and now she's got two separate divisions under one roof, insurance and financial management. And she's been, you know, helping people, like I said, since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion, if you're having problems with your homeowner's insurance, your business insurance or insurance, what about your retirement plans? How do they look after all of this that's been going on? Yeah, the stock market is going crazy, but, you know, there's questions out there. If you want a free review and an evaluation on your retirement plans, your 401s, your insurance, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We do business with Judy Maxwell. We're real happy. She treats her customers like friends. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with Kimberly Johnson from a soon-to-be-named new place that used to be Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place. They're going to be rebranding here very soon. They've all just agreed. The boards have agreed to merge. And Jimmy's on the line. Jimmy, good morning. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Carl, what's going on, guy?
How are you doing, buddy?
Good. I live in America and I got a job.
There you
good
go.
For you. Congrats.
Yeah.
Truth.
And you
hey,
vote.
I think One Safe Place is a great organization. That's one of the few places I give monetary money to. There's Wounded Warriors and people like St. Jude's. But one of the things I do for One Safe Place is I work out of town a lot, so I'll be with construction crews, and we'll stay at hotels for weeks or months at a time. And I'll tell all the guys, I say, hey, if you bring your own toiletries like shampoo and soap, gather all the shampoos and soaps that the hotel provides, because they're like one-time,
yeah,
you know,
stars. Yeah.
And, and I'll bring, you know, like a small grocery bag of shampoos and soaps down there, and they seem to really like that. So I was just letting everybody out there who's listening know, if you stay at hotels or know people that do that a lot, collect all those things and bring them in.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, gosh, Jimmy, thank you so much. I would have never even considered the thought, like there's some innovation thought process there that's really beautiful. And it really does. It matters to our clients so much that they're able to have access to that. And very similar to when you check into a hotel, we have like a little storefront that does include those little soaps. And so I have to tell you now, every time I see them, I am going to think about you. And so thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate it.
Cool. All right, folks. Have a good
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, sir.
Let me just say, it's a 7-second delay, so I'll let him listen. But Jimmy is just one really good guy.
Yeah.
Just a really good guy.
Yeah.
And we went to that. Remember, they were selling the posters down a cascade of all these past acts.
Right.
Yeah.
For as a fundraiser. And there's Jimmy was right there.
Wow. And how about when we did the blood drive?
Oh, yeah.
We did the blood drive, and we went down there, and there he was.
There's Jimmy standing.
Yeah, I'm in town. I'm giving blood.
Yeah,
you know,
because he has to travel because he is in construction, and he's a stand-up guy. All right. Jimmy, congratulations.
Hey, on that note, you know, with the good-minded American, we do have a flag that has been donated, brand-new flag, of course, from the Flag Center, and it is one of the top rated flags that doesn't, you know, that
made in America,
fade resistant,
doesn't fade.
Yes.
Stands up to our high winds.
Right. And so we've been taking names, and so we're going to draw a name out of the envelope for our second flag giveaway today. Kimberly, would you like to reach in there?
I actually was hoping you were going to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here, I picked out three. That's a
okay,
problem.
So, okay.
Okay. Here we go. I'm handing you the
and
name.
And the name is Mike Kersey.
Oh, okay, Mike.
You'll be getting a call. So, Mike, come on in and get your flag.
And we'll give you a call today to let you know. It's sitting right up here in front.
That's awesome.
Okay. Now, Kimberly.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we talked about the craft feed being the best ever this time. Lee Luff and I are up there, and we work well together.
He and y'all
I
really
been,
do.
He and I have been doing auctions together, various things for years. But he was impressed. You know,
no,
we're talking up there, and we're looking at each other. And some of these items are being bid on, and I looked at him, and he's looking at me, and going, "Wow." You know, they are fired up tonight.
I tell you what. Yeah, it was incredible. Like, it was honestly, the event itself was so fun. And you and Lee, the way y'all play off each other is pretty epic to watch.
Going back to what are some, besides the fact that the merger and the rebranding, what are some of the things that are going on?
You know, yeah,
because it's been a while since this. I told you it's going to be kind of like a catch-up show.
Yeah, that's great. Perfect. I mean, I think one of the things, you know, Once a Place is such a beloved organization in this community, and that's been the biggest. There's two major takeaways that I would have over the last been sitting in this job for the last year and a month and something like that, 13, 14 months, would be how incredibly loved this organization is by our community. And then just how inspired I am by the staff that are there every single day, day in, day out, showing up and doing this work. And so those would be my two biggest takeaways. And at the same time, I think one of the things that was such a challenge that I think One Safe Place did the very best they could under really next to impossible circumstances was, my gosh, the impact that COVID had on One Safe Place was really, really significant. I mean, community-based organizations and county government partners that were on site were no longer on site. We had a pretty big drop in our volunteers. I mean, our crisis hotline was ran by volunteers. There was a lot that just through the impacts of COVID, it was just one of the organizations that was really hit hard. And so a lot of what we've been working on over the last year and some change has just been really some basic things around the building connected to safety and trying to get the building a little bit updated. We've been doing quite a bit in terms of staffing. We've increased the number of advocates that we have seeing our walk-in clients downstairs. We now have 3 bilingual advocates downstairs, which is a really big deal. It's really important. We've added an additional legal advocate that's processing our restraining orders. And then we've also done an unbelievable amount of training. So everything from first aid, CPR, Narcan training with our staff, lots of crisis hotline, human trafficking trainings. I mean, you name it, we've done a lot in terms of
isn't
training.
That something where you're having to train people in Narcan?
Absolutely.
You absolutely have to do that.
You have to.
And we had a guy that came down and spoke to all the at Cascade Theater on the dangers of fentanyl.
Yep.
And he said, you know, we had over 100,000 in our country for 2 years in a row, and it's getting bigger every year, over 100,000 overdose deaths. And he said, if it wasn't for Narcan, you could probably double that.
Absolutely.
Double it.
Absolutely.
And maybe, he said, maybe triple it. Because Narcan has saved so many lives out there.
And it's not just our adults programs, it's also our kids programs at the Children's Legacy Centers. I mean, there was a kiddo at a local school here that, you know, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, and and that's where, like,
had been exposed to it
through his parents. And I think that that's where the teacher's ability to see that and read that and know the symptoms well enough. I mean, that's training.
It's a shame.
It's incredible.
That they have to.
Absolutely.
But you absolutely have to.
You absolutely have to. Yep. Saved his life.
So the training, the staffing, doing maintenance work around One Safe Place, because like you said, you know, it's going to be years before we find out the final effects of COVID.
That's true.
And some of the stupid things that occurred during that. Now we've gotten past that. Mm-hmm. So, and you're seeing like a clear path ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really are. I think one of the most exciting things, and this is where, because given the work that we do and the victims that we serve, we can't invite the chamber to come out and cut a ribbon in some of our locations, right? But we were able to open up our transitional housing program. And so We have a 12-unit, it's like a little mini apartment complex with a case management office right across the parking lot from where the new location is. And we're going to be able to serve our victims that are coming out of shelter and getting them into long-term housing in a really effective way, whereas before we were kind of doing one-off in terms of transitional housing, and this is really going to strengthen the program. And so it's 12 units that have multiple bedrooms and a bathroom, and we're very excited about everything that's to come this next year.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. It's not just mine. I mean, there's hundreds, maybe thousands more that go there. But I like to think of it as mine. I've been going there since I moved to Redding.
It is yours.
It is mine. You know, it's a locally owned, locally operated. Been there since 1960. Linda, you were in diapers.
Well, I think some of the pictures and some of the stuff on the walls is from that era.
1960s.
Yeah. Not been moved.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I make appointment there at Make appointments, so it works in my schedule at 530-244-9478. But the other day I stopped in there and hoping there was an opening, and they snuck me in. So you're not going to get a better haircut. And that's what it is, folks. It's a barber shop. It's not a salon. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention adventure seekers. Save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Oh my god!
We need.
All right.
Where's the video camera when you need one?
Whoa. Okay. So, what is that from again? What was it with the guys who were on the Harleys? What was it called? The Hog.
No.
Wild Hog.
Wild Hog. You put them to shame.
I tell you what. Yes. The sprinkler is happening.
The sprinkler.
I know nobody can see this, but you're missing out.
It's the old Carl Bott sprinkler. It's on. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm sorry, I really like that song.
Yeah,
8:34 in the morning here, about 52 degrees. It's going to be raining today. I know it's got sun out, but it's going to later on, and we may even get thunderstorms. So get all your stuff done this morning. 8:35 in the morning here on the 22nd, and two announcements. The food drive. They're having a food drive. It's next Wednesday, March 27th, from 7:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon at Tri-Counties Bank at 1327 South Street in here in Reading. Drop off your canned goods and help end hunger in Shasta County. All donations go to the Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank and the Good News Rescue Mission. So here's a chance to go down there and drop off a bag full of canned goods that can help people that really, really need it. The other announcement quickly is that the Commandant of the Marine Corps, the 29th Commandant of the Marine Corps, Al Gray, passed away. He was 95. He was a Marine's Marine. He was a tough guy. He was universally admired by the enlisted and officer ranks. And the reason I'm bringing it up is that Rob Burrow sent me an email that says that Commandant Gray's dress white uniform is currently on display on North Street down in Anderson at the offices and displays of the Northern California Veterans Museum. So how interesting that is. I had no idea that he had that. So that's interesting. Hey, we are here with Kimberly Brokefinger Johnson. Somebody comes in, she takes the splint off, and then she puts a piece of tape around her finger that is crooked because she's out playing basketball with people.
With her kids.
And breaks her finger.
A little tape helps, you know.
The brace on it goes halfway to her elbow, and she's like, I just can't wear this.
I'm not doing it. So then Carl, let me know that my finger is going to be permanently crooked.
Well, I've got Ted Leidy. He did his finger broke, and so we rubbed dirt on it. It didn't help.
Yeah.
And so now he's got that permanent.
Oh,
he's got
well,
a permanent to a list to the right.
But it's not his trigger finger.
Well. No, it's the other one. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It may be different if it was his trigger finger.
We thought rubbing dirt on it. Rubbing dirt on everything can help, but didn't help us.
Dirt and duct tape. That's all you need.
Hey, do you think, you know, we always come out in Shasta County, and I have to bring it out, that, well, gosh, we're, you know, high ACEs scores, we've got, you know, all this, domestic violence and blah, blah, blah. Do you think it's because we actually give a damn about it up here in Shasta County?
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. I think the way in which our law enforcement officers, our DA's office, and, you know, our community really takes it seriously. I mean, we don't play around when it comes to it.
No.
So I think that that's part of it. I think that there's also, layers that are connected in with poverty and substance use and mental health. I mean, there's other things that in equal measure that's almost juxtaposed against the fact that because we are a smaller community, the resources that we have available to be able to serve and support those, you know, that are in some sort of mental health crisis is really hard. And so I think our county does the best that we can with our limited resources. But, yeah, I think it's a combination of all those things combined.
I thoroughly agree. You know, when you take something and you take it seriously,
mm-hmm.
I know there's other counties out there that could far exceed us. But they don't have the infrastructure like we do. The teachers aren't being taught. The law enforcement isn't looking. Just article in the paper today, a standoff out there in Reservoir Road where somebody bear sprayed his wife. And I mean, you could say that's domestic violence. And and they've arrested him. Yep. So you may be seeing her. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think if you take it seriously and you try to do something about it, the numbers are going to go up. I mean, it just makes sense because people know where to go to, know they're going to get help.
Yeah. And Shasta's in such a unique position, right? Because we really are the kind of the heart of the true North State. I mean, I think when people say the North State and they're talking about the Bay Area, I kind of roll my eyes because I'm like, that is not Northern California.
Exactly.
This is Northern California.
Northern California.
And we really are. We're so centrally located and surrounded by all these rural and frontier counties. And so the way in which that draws on our resources here locally, right? Whether that's from law enforcement to child welfare, to, I mean, you name it, right? So it's all those things come into play in good old Shasta County.
Well, yeah, you know, we also have the higher, you know, we're the third highest cancer county too. But we had Dr. Seville on yesterday,
right?
That's building a new Dignity Regional Cancer
Center. Yeah.
And he said, when we say that, he says it's not like he says, you know, there's a 40%, you know, chance and all that. He says we're only talking 41. It's not like it's 80.
Yeah.
And the three highest or four highest are in a cluster of right up here.
Wow.
Right north of Sacramento, Yuba.
Did he give any indication as to what made him think that that was the reason?
Well, it's because he says, you know, a lot of it is because of agriculture. People working in the logging industry and things are out in the sun a lot.
Mining.
And, you know, all these things and could be one of the reasons, you know, that are, you know, the melanoma, you know, skin cancer and all that is because that's the type of communities we have.
Yeah.
Agriculture, farming, ranching, logging, all of that.
Yep, absolutely. Wow.
So, you know, so when we see the statistics, you got to take he said it's like maybe 1% more. It's not like 20% more.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I mean, that's just my own personal feeling when I know is how people take this so seriously.
Well, counties with the highest cancer rates in California are Plumas, Shasta, and Trinity.
Oh yeah, so we all are in that Northern California.
Got Lake, Nevada, Mariposa.
These are up in Northern California because it's, I think it's, you know, what we do for livings up here. Anyway,
it's interesting.
Okay, so what are we looking forward to here? That I know we're talking about redoing the building, to doing, you know, you brought on more staff to be able to help more, to be able to put more people, you know, into housing and all that. How many people do you all see?
So it depends about what program you're talking about. Over the course of like an entire year throughout all of our programs, I mean, a couple thousand community members a year are served.
Okay.
And, you know, our crisis hotline alone gets about 1,000 calls a year. And so that's our staff that are answering that phone 24/7 and no telling what they're going to pick up on the other end. And our forensic interviewing services at the Children's Advocacy Center, we've now done over 600 forensic interviews since we did our first one in 2019. So.
And could you share with our listeners when you say forensic interviews?
Absolutely.
Let's break that down. Give us a visual or description of what that means.
Yeah, it's great. So, I mean, it's a fact-finding conversation that is done in a way that's called trauma-informed, meaning you're taking into consideration the trauma that the child has endured, and you are meeting them where they are while also not asking them any sort of leading questions, right? I mean, I think kids are so open to being able to lead and guide through a conversation. And so there's a very clear 10-step, it's called the Tom Lyons 10-step forensic interviewing protocol that we use. And so before the Children's Advocacy Center, children were going to, you know, the police station or the child welfare office or potentially the hospital or wherever and retelling the story of what had happened to them multiple times. Where now what happens is when a critical incident happens or, you know, let's say law enforcement responds. I recently had a really intense situation with my kids where my oldest son, who's 14, was a victim of a gunshot, of gun violence about, 2 months ago or so. And it was.
I know about that.
Yeah.
I know about that.
That was my son.
Yeah. Well, I know that too.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
This is We're not going to discuss it, but it's one of the weirdest things I've heard.
It's crazy.
It is.
But I think that this is where, I mean, if you kind of set aside the incredible, forever mark that has left on our family.
Yes.
Being able to witness what happens when law enforcement comes and they do a very, what's called a minimal facts interview. So they're not asking the kids any questions that are unnecessary to ask. And actually all five of my kids received a forensic interview at the Children's Legacy Center, which was also fascinating. We had to bring a team in from Placer County because obviously my team couldn't do it. And so instead of needing to go into the police station later or needing to be interviewed in the hospital, they're able to wait. And law enforcement really works closely with the DA's office, with child welfare, with my staff, in order to schedule an interview in a time that's suited best both for the investigation and the child. So they come into our facility, they meet with one of my staff, and then down on the other end of the building, there's a large conference table. And they're able to watch that interview take place live. So you have your law enforcement officer, the prosecutor, their advocate from the DA's office, as well as an advocate from the Children's Legacy Center, sometimes potentially medical, and then child welfare if they need to be involved in the case. And they watch that interview take place live, and they feed questions in through an earpiece to my staff member that's meeting with the child. So then that way they can get all of their questions answered in one time versus the kiddo having to retell that story six or seven times.
Which they used to do.
Correct.
And then in some cases, those stories will change.
And that's just repeating the trauma. And
absolutely.
Reliving it.
Right.
So the healing begins then.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're here with Kimberly Johnson from the soon-to-be redesignated combination of Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place. That's all I can tell you because she won't tell me. I mean, Kim and I go back a long time. We were in Somalia together, and she still won't. I saved her life in a battle, but she still won't tell
me anything. It's true.
Story for another day. So we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Yes, good morning on this Friday. Absolutely.
Last segment of the week.
Yeah, and a quick
another grueling 2 hours.
And a quick update, showers with our high of 60. We may have gusts up to 29 and possible thunderstorms. Showers on Saturday. Again, that's tomorrow with our temperatures around 53. And wind gusts up to 29 miles per hour. So, there you go with a kind of an update with Sunday chance of showers, highs of 63, overnight lows of 41. Cloudy skies on Sunday nights are opening up a little bit with the weather. As you look outside right now, although it's gorgeous, so maybe this will pass, but we do have rain in the forecast. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and we do have a caller on the line, Vincent. Let's open up the lines. Vincent, do you have a question or a comment this morning for our show?
Yeah, I have a comment. Before people make an accusation against any parent or an adult who supposedly molests a child, gotta remember the McMartin preschool case. I was involved indirectly in that case, and I helped find out the truth about the accuser, who was a mother of one of the students there, pupils, and turned out she was mentally ill, had been for decades, and she finally committed suicide. And it turned out to be all a hoax.
Yeah, I remember that.
Those social workers prompted the children with dolls to show where Bucky McMartin, the son of the owner, touched him. And, of course, this T. McFarland, who is doing quite well in retirement in San Diego County somewhere.
Yeah.
She was responsible for that hoax being built up to such a huge extent.
Well,
and
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, Vincent.
The woman was mentally ill and had been for years.
I understand what you're saying, Vincent. We're running out of time here, but you're absolutely right. This is why it is so important that when they're doing this, that there's not a preconceived notion that something is happening, because that went on for years. It was found so many things wrong with that.
Ruined the lives
of the people.
It was one of the most expensive cases in history.
Yeah.
And,
and
I, What's interesting about, just really quickly, what's interesting about the McMartin case is it's actually used as a case study in forensic interviewer training. So when I, so I went through the certified forensic interviewer training because I wanted to learn about it. And it was day one was they used that case as an example to say, this is exactly why doing this right matters. So I'm super glad he brought it up.
Yeah.
He's 100% right.
Thanks a lot,
yep.
Because you could lead somebody to say, now,
exactly
didn't
right.
you, blah, 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 and they,
right.
well, yeah.
Yep.
You know, you're traumatized, first of all. Oh, okay, yeah. So I love the idea that several people are asking questions as the interviews are going on, so you have several eyes.
Absolutely.
Which is just like we see this when we hear music, when we see a piece of artwork, when we see something. Everybody looks at it through their own lens, and their lens is very individual. Mm-hmm. You're not going to always see it exactly the same way. Very rarely does that happen.
And going through that school, you realize how easy it is to lead, say, a child into something.
Yeah, and I remember asking the instructor that was very familiar with the case. I said, what's your take on what happened? And they said, the problem is that there's no way of actually knowing, because when you're a part of a preschool case and then you're trying to testify at 14 years old, right? This has been a part of their entire childhood, right? So in other words, they're testifying
for 10 years. Yeah.
And so those 14-year-olds don't actually even really. It's like, you know, you see a picture of yourself and you're like, is it a memory that I actually have, or is it a story that my mom's told me so many times?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like that, but in the worst case possible. And so, yeah, it is the perfect quintessential example as to why we can't do it like that and why you have to ask non-leading questions. I mean, leading questions are a hard stop. Absolutely not. It truly is. It's holding sacred the stories of the children to tell their story. And this is where we are a non-biased third party and coming in just to get the story of the child. And that's our one goal and mission.
Yeah, good question, Vincent. Thank
yeah,
you for
agreed.
Bringing that up, because you know what? That always comes up.
It does.
When
yep.
you talk about, you know, okay, this happened. Well, remember, you know, this. So you've got to have your questioning, everything lined out in such a way nobody can go back in there and say, hey, you just led this child into this.
That's right. Yeah. And even we could do a whole segment just on I could bring in a couple of my interviewers, even the way in which they set up the conversation before it's had, the framework, the rules that they give to the space that they're in before the conversation is had, depending on the age of the child. Right. So it's a fascinating process. There's a lot of evidence behind it.
Okay, great. Okay, we got like 4 minutes left. Where do you want to go on this one then?
Well, I think that, you know, we're very excited that we are just beginning to explore what Dancing with the Stars is going to look like this year. And it sounds like we are going to be doing this another year, which is funny because I said that it was going to be the last dance and apparently I was lying. But I think, you know.
Well, we advertised it like that until that night.
Dang it. I think that. I think that what's going to be really cool is it's probably going to line up timing-wise with the new rebranded name.
That's
and
fantastic.
So, which feels fun, and it feels full circle, because it was the same thing with One Safe Place, right? When it was Shasta Women's Refuge and Shasta Family Justice Center was announced at Dancing with the Stars.
So when's it going to be?
My events team is going to kill me. October, I think.
Okay.
It's October this year, and then next year we're going to do it at a different time. Next year we're going to book the Cascade well in advance and get back to the summer-ish time frame.
Well, okay, so people out there, you may get a phone call, a surreptitious phone call that says,
looking for some dancers.
Hey, you do anything October 12th? And if you go, no, I've got nothing going there. Good, you just signed up.
Come on and dance.
That's Come right. on and dance. I've danced.
I know. You showed us your moves today in the studio.
Yeah.
Well,
this was great.
I tell you what, I'm thinking about doing it again.
Anyone judges choice. I did not judge that year. I had to recuse myself. But you did win Judges' Choice Award.
I did.
With Kathy Babcock doing the tango.
Yes,
I did a fabulous tango.
There we go. There
I can
go.
Dance 90 seconds of that one tango.
I tell you what.
And he bought dance shoes. I mean, it was very serious.
The whole thing.
I had nothing to do with it. I did not want to be there until the night before, you know, dress rehearsal. And I didn't. I loved it.
Although,
took it very seriously.
I'm a little disappointed we didn't talk about your outfit changes at the Barbie fundraiser this
year
and the singing that you did, because this was epic.
Okay.
So the fact that we did not spend time on this morning is a little disappointing.
Well, you got a minute. So
I mean, I'm here for it. It was amazing. Well done, Linda.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah. thank you. I had a great time doing it. I challenged myself because, you know, we love Maria and we love all the things that Redding Rancheria does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Maria's birthday. And so, you know, I said, no, we're not going to, I'm not doing jazz, Linda. I'm going to be a different, don't even say it's my name.
Yeah.
I just want to be somebody else. Yep. Three different people.
You were.
So I brought out disco Barbie, rocker Barbie, country Barbie, whatever.
Complete wigs.
Yep, absolutely.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
And my seven-piece band, live, who did new arrangements.
Yeah, baby. Right.
Barbie and the Kens.
That was, I lived through that.
Yeah.
it's not the performance, which I thoroughly enjoyed. It was the lead up
at my house.
I'm walking through feathers. I'm walking through wigs. I've got her crazy friends over there, you know, and they're doing things. I mean, it was.
We get neurotic before showtime. It's true.
Oh, right.
I feel like we need a little bit more behind the scenes. Maybe we'll pull out some more behind the scenes with Dancing with the Stars this year.
You know what?
That sounds great.
I'm thinking of starting to do documentaries, a day in the life of.
There
Seriously,
we go. That's
you know, a like a 15-minute one, and then a day in the life of you're a bike cop.
Yep.
A day in the life of Kimberly Johnson.
It's a great idea.
A day in the life of the city manager. Mm-hmm. And just do it like 15 minutes. You know, this is what they do. This is, you know, that kind of stuff.
And Christina did, I haven't seen it yet. She put together reels.
Seen it yet.
So I'm going to send some reels up because we've got 7 or 8 different with the costume changes and the whole thing. And I haven't seen them because, you know, when you're executing it, you're just
you're in, the
in your own thing. So,
well, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so
thank
much
you for having
what you
me.
Do for our community. I hope
Absolutely.
Your finger gets better.
Yeah,
and next week, we've got a full lineup next week starting on Monday. And so join us next week. Have a great weekend. It is going to be raining, my friends. So enjoy it while you can this morning.
Make it a great day.
And God bless America.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging
you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.